Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this means war on another day that the Lord has made. Yes, this is Saturday, January 28th, 2017. Yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Saturday and each Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are welcoming you again to this live broadcast, and I want you all to know that we always open up in prayer, as we're going to do the same on tonight. I'm asking all listeners if you will go into a word of prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control no matter what it looks like. No matter what man may say or what man may think, we know that you are in total control. It matters not who's in the White House. You are in control. So for this, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Forgive me, my entire family, Heavenly Father, of all of our sins, my guest pastor minister Marcus Jennings and his family, forgive them of their sins, and all those that have been doers of your word, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ, so that our prayers and that our words, our messages may not be hindered, that they would accomplish everything that you set forth them to do through us as your vessels on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, their spirits, and their bodies. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we come also in the name of Jesus Christ, lifting up all those that are bereaved, those that have lost loved ones. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen their hearts, for we know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that may be listening in on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth on tonight, that after hearing the word, they will be able to say and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name. And then once they are saved, they will come to know their God purpose. And then once they know their God purpose, they will walk in it and they will live in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. We come lifting up all those that are being doers of your word. We lift up all those that are listening faithfully to this broadcast. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would just move by your spirit and just continue to have your way, that you be glorified through this broadcast. For we realize it's not about us. So we ask that you would help us to decrease so that you can increase in us for your glory. And this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we also have a spiritual food for thought. And my spiritual food for thought for tonight is tells us we exist to be in fellowship with God. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight says we exist to be in fellowship with God. In other words, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And that's found in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow, because that's what we are. If you're saved in Jesus' name and you're being doers of God's word, that's what we are. We are servants, we are ambassadors, and we are vessels that God uses in the earth for his glory. And then I also want my listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I want you all to know that it is time to get your Bibles out, get your sword out, get your pens and paper out, because I'm getting ready to bring forth the man of God who's going to bring forth the word on tonight. And he's a young man that the Lord has anointed at a young age. And I know without a doubt, he is definitely being a doer of God's word. He is being used by God. And he has been on my show before when I was under Kingdom Builders. But since the Lord has opened this new door for me with a wider platform, I thank God for it. And I thank God that I am able to bring forth other men and women of God that God is using to stand on his word to bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ. And my guest on tonight is the person, the special guest, is youth pastor, minister Marcus Jennings. He's coming from to us live from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and he is a member of Shield of Faith Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor, and he is my guest tonight. This is his father is our bishop and shepherd and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. So, yes, my special guest that's going to come forth now is youth pastor, minister Marcus Jennings. He's going to bring forth the word. But before he brings forth the word, I'm going to ask him if he will share with us another testimony first. And after you conclude with your testimony, Pastor Marcus Jennings, I'm going to do a music break. And then right after that, I'm going to come back, and then I will yield the mic to you to bring forth God's word. But please share with the worldwide listeners a testimony first, please.
Praise God. Thanks. First of all, Brother Brown, I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to share on the broadcast tonight, and always been a good brother, and we thank God for you and for the relationship. So I just want to say I've just seen God move in such a strong and powerful way In 2016 has really been a year where God has stretched me in regards to my faith and my ability to trust him, because he put me in some situations where I had to. I mean, there was nobody else to call. There were no other recourses or resources that were available. Even my regular, you know, everybody has your regular go-tos, and some when you get in a bind, and even those were not available to me. And I was really had to trust God in 2016 for some breakthroughs and some situations that could have come out really, really bad, just to put it that way. But I saw God. Every time I got in those situations, I saw God move, even if it was the last minute or when I thought was past the minute. God just showed himself strong. And so I just thank God that I've had to be in that position where my faith and my trust in him has been stretched. It's like the song says, you know, I'm so glad I learned to trust him, and trusting God is a process. And so when you ask God to increase your faith, he's going to put you in situations where you have to trust and rely on him and him only. And so I've been there, and I know he's not through with me yet, but even when my back was against the wall, I thank God that I came out with the victory because God showed himself faithful and showed himself strong, even at the times when I didn't know how it would come out. But I thank God that he's been faithful. He never left me. He never abandoned me. And so we're here today because, as Travis Green said, he made a way. And so I know that to be true. It's not just a song that I like to sing, but I know that for myself, that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't even want to think about where I would be. But he has been on my side, so I don't have to think about it. And I know I'm here today because he's been with me. So,
praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony that is. And I can attest to that also, Pastor Marcus Jennings, because the Lord, sometimes he will stretch your faith. He will test your faith. And so that's why while he's stretching and testing our faith, that is the time that we have to stand up and show God how much we really trust him and continue to give him praise while we're being stretched and while our faith is being tested. And so you stood the test, and you definitely have your faith rooted and grounded in the Lord and in his word. And so that's what we have to do as doers of God's word. We have to stand the test and stand the stretching when we are being tested and stretched in our faith. So we thank you for that powerful testimony. I know that someone needed to hear that testimony, because that is why it's so important that I have all my guests share testimonies over this platform, because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And our listeners get blessed by hearing our testimonies, because someone may be listening, and they can get a word from you through your testimony. And even though their faith may be weak, they may be a new babe in Christ, or they may be on shaky ground and or have doubts and fears. But once they hear your testimony, and they know and realize that God healed you, or he delivered you, or brought you out of a situation that you know only God could do, then that's a testimony. So that's why God gets his glory when we share it. And that's why I love that when God allows me to open up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, God gets his glory through our testimonies, and we can be a blessing to someone else, and they can know and realize that if God did it for you, the same God, he can do it for them too. So we want to be able to share this platform and let everyone have an opportunity to share their testimonies, that God be glorified through them. Now, at this time, we're going to do a music break, and right after this music break, Pastor Marcus Jennings, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you for you to deliver God's word. So while the music is playing, listeners, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles out and get your pens and paper out so you can take notes and follow along with us as we go forth through and hearing the word on tonight.
You thought I was worth keeping,
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad that God and Jesus thought that our life was worth living for and that he died for us? I am so grateful that Jesus died for me on tonight and that he lives on tonight. He's sitting now at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God, and I am so grateful that he is. So right at this time, we're going to bring forth Youth Pastor Minister Marcus Jennings from Virginia Beach, Virginia. He is bringing forth the word on tonight. So, Minister Marcus Jennings, I'm yielding the mic to you at this time to deliver God's word.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brown. I want to open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this privilege to be able to speak your word. We pray now for fresh oil, fresh anointing. Pray now that you would cause us to speak as the oracles of God. Pray that you would brighten my tongue, that I would be prohibited from saying that which you don't want said, but at the same time, give me the clearance and the boldness enough to say what it is that you want declared for your people. Father, we declare the victory even from the beginning. We declare that your word shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish in this place where you are sending it through the airwaves and through the nations. Father, we thank you that those who are listening are fertile soil, that as the seed of this word is released, that it will bring forth a harvest, and at the time that is right, in their own due season, you will cause manifestation to come forth from the seed that will be released tonight. Thank you. We give you praise for what you would do and how you would speak. In Jesus' powerful name we pray, amen. The word that we've been led to share is coming out of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 14 through 21. That's Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 14 through 21. I'm going to be reading from the King James. And it says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Tonight, I want to talk from this thought, a change is coming. A change is coming. This message is for those who are struggling to stay in faith due to the frustration associated with your present circumstances. You've been waiting, wondering, and weeping, but I need to tell somebody that God is about to flip the script. He's about to turn some things around. He's getting ready to shake some things loose. He's kicking down some doors that you've been waiting to go through. He's taking some people who've been working against you and reassigning them to help you. I know that for many of you, it's been a long time coming, but I need you to know that a change is going to come. A change is going to come. And I believe our selected text provides us with several significant thoughts to consider as we await the change that is sure to come. The first thought for us to consider tonight is that there is retribution for the righteous. There is retribution for the righteous. It's right there in verse 14. Listen to it again. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ship." So what we have to understand here in verse 14, Babylon was the place of Israel's second period of captivity and the Babylonians were the people responsible for Israel's oppression and suffering. So then, what is God saying here? Well, the 37th Psalm helps us to understand the message in Isaiah 43 and 14. Allow me to paraphrase. Psalm 37 says, "Don't trip when you have to deal with evil, low-down folk, because while they think they're getting away, I'm getting ready to take them down. You just keep your trust in me and keep doing what you know is right and let me deal with your enemies. Not only that, but I'm going to turn around and bless you for what you had to go through." And David told us in Psalm 23 and 5 that he'll bless you and make your enemies watch it happen. And somebody out there just needs to take a minute and thank God for knowing how to bless you in spite of your enemies, in spite of your haters, in spite of those who try to set trap for you. God knows how to bless you anyway. So first thing we see is that there's retribution for the righteous. But then in verses 16 and 17, we see that there is reassurance through recollection. There is reassurance through recollection. Look at verses 16 and 17 again, if you will. "Thus saith the Lord, which maketh the wind, the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow." God is reminding Israel of how he delivered them from Egypt in a miraculous fashion. And the situation in Egypt was similar to their current situation in Babylon. And sometimes God has to remind you while you're going through your situation of today not to forget that he brought you through your yesterday. You know, reality shows now dominate television programming, especially on cable television. And there's a common trend, at least among the cable reality shows, and that is the fact that when it's almost time for a new season to premiere, they will show a marathon of all of the episodes from the previous season. All right, somebody saying, "Well, what does that have to do with me?" Well, I'm talking to somebody who would have thrown in the towel if God had not interrupted your regularly scheduled programming and shown you episode after episode of past seasons in your life to remind you of what you've already come through and to announce to you that a new season is coming. Somebody ought to just thank him for the past seasons, because if he did it before, that means that he's able to do it again. So not only is there reassurance through recollection, but in verses 18 and the A clause of verse 19, you've got to remain ready for a resurgence. Don't miss that. You've got to remain ready for a resurgence. Look at verses 18, that A clause of 19. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Here it is, behold, I will do a new thing." Now, in order for us to come away with a fuller understanding and appreciation for verse 18 and the first clause of verse 19, we must be aware of the direct connection between these verses and the previous two verses. You see, after God takes Israel on a trip down memory lane in verses 16 and 17, he essentially cautions them in the next two verses not to allow the successes and victories of the past to take away their anticipation for the future. Well, why would he need to do that? Well, you have to understand that there are times when our current realities seem to pale in comparison to times in our past, and it can be tempting to get stuck in the good old days and live as if our best days are behind us. But the devil is a liar. What God is about to do in this season is going to make what he did for you in the past season seem like amateur night at the Apollo. God says, "I'm doing something new."
new experiences, new relationships, new environments, new opportunities, new visions, new ventures, new victories. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men the good things that God has prepared for him. Wherever you are, somebody just shout, God is doing something new. He's doing something new. Still in the 19th verse, that B clause, listen to what it says. It says, it shall spring forth. Don't you perceive it? In other words, can't you sense that God is up to something? Listen, whether you're riding in your car or sitting in your living room, I need every bold believer to just shout, I sense a shift. Come on, shout it again. I sense a shift. After all this time, something good is about to happen in my life. Things are about to change. The tables are about to turn. No, I can't explain it, but I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. I just sense that some God is up to something. Still in that 19th verse as we move through this text, look at that C clause. Look at that C clause of the text. It says, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Brothers and sisters, I must caution you that before you arrive at your desired destination, your itinerary may require that you go through a desert place. You may experience a dry season. Yeah, just talking about the desert. You may have to deal with some hot situations. But the grace in the text is that even if you find yourself in a desert, it does not mean that you've been deserted. I think I'll say that again. I said the grace in the text is that even if you find yourself in a desert, it does not mean that you've been deserted. Even in a desert place, you can employ the fourth principle we see in the text, and you can, here it is, rely on God's resources. Rely on God's resources. Listen to it again. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Don't miss me. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. All right, here it is. Ultimately, you are coming out of the wilderness. But it is important to know that God is not only able to transport people, but he is also able to transform places. I said something, you might have missed it, I'll say it again. God is not only able to transport people, but he is also able to transform places. See, you may still be in the wilderness now, but in the midst of your wilderness, God says, I'm going to make a way. I guess that's why the old preacher used to say that God is a way out of no way. See, some of us have assessed our situations and have concluded that there's no way to get out of this. But, you know, that's when God gets excited because it's his opportunity to show how bad he really is. You see, when there is no way, God gets to make a way. Then he says, I will make rivers in the desert. I'll make rivers in the desert. Now, this is interesting because rivers and deserts are inherently incompatible. They just don't go. Yet God says, I'm going to make it work. In other words, God is saying, I'm going to perform something in your life that violates the natural order of things. What I'm going to do will not make sense. I'm going to allow something to happen for you that was never supposed to happen. And some of you can say, I don't even have to wait to see what that looks like because I'm already living that. Some of you are working jobs that you never qualified for, living in houses that your credit was never good enough for. You are with a spouse that, listen, you married up. When you got them, you got somebody who on paper you didn't line up for. But God is the kind of God that he says, I'll do things that were never supposed to happen because I'm God. And when I declare a thing and when I decide a thing, that I'm God enough to make that decision stick, and there is no force, there is no adversary, there is no hater that can overturn my decision because all power belongs to me. So he says, I'm going to do something in your life that was never supposed to happen. Now, if we've gotten to this point and the idea of God making rivers in your desert doesn't excite you, I think I may know the problem. I think I may know the problem. And the problem may be that you really don't understand what a river is. So let's see if we can't change that tonight. So when I looked up, Brother Brown, when I looked up the term river, now I didn't want to go in trying to spiritualize it, so I just went to the regular dictionary. I didn't go to the Bible dictionary. I just went to the regular dictionary. And when I was coming up, I was told when you go and look at definitions, you give precedence to what appears first. So when I looked up the term river, the first thing it said, before it said anything about water, anything about H2O, anything about wet, it said that a river, first of all, is an abundant flow. Oh, man, if y'all ain't excited right now, I don't know what's wrong with you. Listen, a river is an abundant flow. And listen, the flow that God is about to release in your life has nothing to do with water. But there's a flow that God is sending, and he said, I'm sending a river of joy back in your life. I'm sending a river of peace back in your life. I'm sending a river of love back in your relationship. I'm sending a river of finances in your life. You've been busted and disgusted, and you've been trying to pinch pennies together, but God said there's a flow that's coming. There's a flow of a new anointing that's coming on some of you for ministry and to do great works in the name of the Lord. He said that there's a flow coming that has nothing to do with water, but it's coming from me to bless you. Matter of fact, wherever you are, you ought to just lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, let the river flow. Hallelujah. So first of all, a river is an abundant flow, but if that wasn't good enough, the dictionary wasn't done with me. Because after it said that a river is an abundant flow, it says that it's an abundant flow, catch this, that leads to a larger body of water. Oh, my God. Listen, I thank God for the flow. I thank God for what he's already done. And if you think that what God has done is all he's doing, well, then you don't know God that well. But there's the flow, but then there's the overflow. Listen, in the world, it says after the show, it's the after party, but in the kingdom, it's after the flow, there's the overflow. I wonder, is there anybody out there that can trust God for the overflow? No, you're not complaining about the flow. You thank God for the flow. You trust God for the flow, but God is saying that was just one level. I just needed to see how you would respond and how you would act and what kind of praise you would give me on the flow, but now I'm ready to release you into overflow. Matter of fact, I know that your flow may not have looked like what you anticipated and expected, but that was never the end. God said, I was always intending to give you overflow. And if you just praise him on the flow, if you just keep rowing your boat gently down the stream, sooner or later, if you keep your attitude right and your perspective right and keep your praise and your prayer life intact, God is saying you're going to roll your way right into the overflow that I intended for you all along. Somebody ought to just give them a praise for the overflow. So he says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And then there's another principle that I see in this text, and it's found in verse 20. And verse 20 says, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Somebody at home or wherever you are, just say, you got to reverence your Redeemer. You got to reverence your Redeemer. Now, I got to be transparent. I got to be honest, Brother Brown. When I first studied this passage, when I read verse 20, initially, I didn't see much spiritual import for us, so I decided I was just going to read it and keep on moving to the next verse. And then the Holy Spirit had to stop me and say, no, go back and look at it again. So I went and looked at it again, and the Lord showed me, and said, read it again. So I read it again and said, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. Now, the beast of the field, the animals, the dragons and the owls, the birds, the creatures, dogs, cats, pigs, ducks, you know, eagles, owls, all of those things, all the animals, all the fowls of the air, the beasts of the field, it says that they are honoring God, but watch why. Because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, not to them, but to us. It says, to give drink to my people. Somebody just say, I'm God's people. And he says, my people, my chosen. Somebody just say, I'm God's chosen. So the beasts of the field, the animals now, are praising God because of what God is doing for God's people. That tripped me out because, first of all, I didn't know that animals had that kind of sensibility to even know what God was up to in my life. I never knew that. I didn't give them that much credit. So the fact that they would be praising God for what he's doing for me tripped me out. So that got me to think, because when I was coming up, there was this house a few houses down from our family house. And when I walked home from school, I had to pass that house every day. And there was this dog. He wasn't behind a fence. They didn't even have a fence. He was on a chain, but the chain seemed like it was unending. It seemed like it was too long because it always seemed like he was coming right up to me. And then he would, every time I passed the house, he would just bark ferociously and viciously, and I thought it was going to get me. Matter of fact, some days to avoid seeing him running and barking, I would just go the long way to avoid it. And the more I thought about it, I read this verse, and I had a flashback, and I thought, well, maybe that dog wasn't barking at me because it wanted to bite me or attack me. But now that I learned that the beasts of the field have the sensibility to know what God is doing, maybe he wasn't trying to attack me, but maybe in the only language that he knew how, which was a bark, when he came up and said, woof, woof, that was his form of praise to God, because when I passed, maybe he saw the blessing of the Lord on my life, and the only way he could get it out was a woof, woof. And so I decided that if a dog can bark a praise for me, I've at least got dog sense. So I'm not going to let a beast of the field outpraise me for what God has done for me, because even if he's got the sensibility to see it, he don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I wonder, is there anybody that's listening to me tonight that can say, I've at least got dog sense? And if a dog can praise him, if a cat can meow it, if a pig can oink it, if a duck can quack it, if a horse can neigh it, I can open my mouth and say, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. So we've got to reverence our Redeemer. And then verse 21, he says, it's the people that I have formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The New Revised Standard Version says it this way, the people who I'm formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. But I don't want you to miss that first part. It says he formed us for himself. And this ain't in the notes, but can I just parenthetically say that if don't worry about spending your time worrying about who don't like you, because according to the text, God said, I made you for myself. And as long as he loves me, I love me. And all you got to worry about is if God likes you and if God loves you, because he didn't make you for them. He made you for himself. All right, I don't know who that was for, but I'm sure that blessed somebody. Listen, I got to move on through this. But listen, it says the people who I'm for myself so that they may declare my praise. Now, whenever you see so that gives the purpose for whatever precedes the so that. So what preceded the so that was the people. That's us. The so that, on the other side of so that, it says, declare my praise. So in other words, the purpose of God creating us as his people is to declare his praise. I'm wrapping this thing up, but I wonder, is there anybody in the listening audience who doesn't mind doing what you were created to do? Is there anybody out there that will give God praise for the change that is coming your way? Listen, you got to praise him for change even in the midst of your challenge. Come on, Bashawn Mitchell, help me close this thing out. I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. A change is coming for me if I stand strong and believe. There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it out. It's turning around for me. Then Fred Hammond said, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. It's going to work in your favor. Somebody needs to get ready for change. Well, how do you get ready for change, preacher? You got to change your attitude. You got to change your perspective. You got to change your conversation. Some of us may need to change the company we keep. Change your level of expectation. And as we come to the end of this first month of the year, it's time to prepare your mind and your spirit for the new thing that God is going to allow to spring forth. Listen, be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister, because a change is coming. God bless you.
What a mighty word on tonight. What a mighty word on tonight. That was for somebody on tonight. I know that. Because you was bringing forth this word, I know that I shouldn't be what I am, but God has a purpose for my life before I'm even born, And I thank God that I know what my purpose is and that I'm walking in it. And I like what you said, Minister Martin, and you said about, I had never thought of it that way either, regarding the animals, praising God for what he has done for me. And you said it right. Now, if the animals can praise God for what he's done for me, why can't we open our own mouth and praise the Lord for what he's done for us? So you definitely brought forth that powerful word on tonight, and I love it. A change is coming. Yes, it is, and I see it. I can feel it. I can hear it. Don't you hear it, listeners? Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? So we thank Pastor Marcus Jennings for bringing forth that powerful word on tonight. Well, Minister Marcus Jennings, if you could just stay on the line. At this time, I'm going to open up the phone lines right now for anyone
right.
that has called in or that I'm looking at that are on the line now. If you would like to have words or comments or feedback to Pastor Marcus Jennings, you can feel free to do so at this time. The lines are open. For those that do not have the number, if you want to call in right quick, you can dial this number, 657 area code 383-1364. Again, you can start dialing the number now, 657 area code 383-1364, for comments and feedback to Pastor Marcus Jennings, who just brought forth a powerful word on tonight. For someone that's on the line right now, if you would like to have comments or feedback to Pastor Marcus Jennings, you can go forth now. Praise the Lord. The lines are open for anyone that might have comments or feedback.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Teresa King.
Praise the Lord, Sister King. Hi. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
How are you?
We're wonderful and blessed and highly favored.
Good. How you doing, Pastor Marcus?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Give my love to all the family. Just wanted to let you know that I am praising God. I really needed to hear this. I really needed to, I would say, come to grips and trust God. I'm dealing with a situation, and I, you know, was afraid, thinking that I can't do this. But God is making a change, and I have to accept that change and accept his will, not mine. And so I really thank you for reminding me. It's not like I've not been taught that, but just reminding me in the midst of chaos and challenges. And I thank you, thanking God, because change is coming.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes,
Amen.
It is. We can both attest to that. Yes, it is. You just continue to hold on, just like you said. You continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands and keep the faith and keep praising God while you're going through, while the change is on the way, because it is coming. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have comments and feedback to Pastor Marcus Jennings? Go, you can have your comments and feedback now. Anyone else?
Yes. Hello. This is Mother Phillips.
Praise the Lord, Mother Phillips.
Amen. Praise God. He says something good is going to happen after this word. He said, eyes have not seen, neither have it entered to the heart of man, what God has in store for those that love him. That was a beautiful word, and not just only a beautiful word, but it's something that we can, you know, dwell on. We can dwell on that word because it was so rich. And I just thank God for the word tonight. And what he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man what God have in store for the one that loves him. And then he said, God is the way. When he said, he make a way, God is the way. He a way maker. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. Everything is due to him and him only. So I just thank God for the word. I thank you so much, Brother Brown, for calling me and reminding me.
Amen.
Keep on getting those good people.
Praise the Lord.
Bring the word of God, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, Mother Phillips. Thank you, you faithful listener.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'd like to say to you, is there anyone else who would like to have a comment or feedback to Pastor Marcus Jennings before I yield the mic to him to give comments or feedback, shout outs? Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Marcus Jennings, before I release you on tonight, I do, again, I'm thanking you for coming forth. I know that the enemy was trying to work on you with that cold or virus or flu, whatever the enemy was trying to attack you with. But we thank God you got the victory. You were still able to come forth and bring forth the word, a powerful word, to let us know that a change is coming. So right at this time, Pastor Marcus Jennings, I'm going to yield the mic to you and ask you to share with the listeners how someone can contact you if they want you to come speak at their church or a function or an engagement. How can they reach you and also give you shout-outs at this time?
Okay. Thank you, Brother Brown, again. And, yeah, you're right. A change that came this week, because the other day, man, I was all messed up, but thank God for the difference a day makes. But so as far as contact information is concerned, probably email is probably the most efficient way to reach me. And that email address is M as in Marcus, D as in David, Jennings, MD Jennings, 123@gmail.com. Again, that's MD Jennings, 123@gmail.com, and I check that account regularly, so that would probably be the best way to get me. And yeah, that would be it. So shouts out, I want to shout out my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, my dad. Thank God for him and entire Shield Nation. Thank God for all of them. Amen. I want to shout out my church home away from home, Gethsemane Baptist Church, and Dr. Dwight Riddick. Thank God for them. I want to shout out my wife, Leona, who was such a blessing to me and to my ministry. Makes it possible for me to do what I do. And also all my children, the Jennings clan, Layla, Haley, and Joshua. To any other my siblings who may be listening, what's up? All of them. I guess that's about it. And I want to thank you again, Brother Brown, for the opportunity and trusting me with this platform. And I want to say congratulations to you. The Lord has promoted you and elevated you and expanded your territory since the last time we were on. So I just want to encourage you to stay on the wall and keep your hand to the plow, and the blessing that you're being to people. Amen. God is going to make sure that it comes back to you. So we thank you for being a blessing to so many.
Amen. Thank you so much. I received that too. And also while you were speaking of that, and I give God glory and honor too, because I know there's nobody but God that did this for me. He has just blessed me to complete my part two to my book, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, which is also the title of my radio show. So the Lord has blessed me to complete part two of that. And the part two is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? So that is part two to Are You a Liability. It will be available in about a week or two on Amazon and also in some of the local Detroit, Michigan Bible bookstores. So I would make that announcement again once it is actually released. But in the next week or two, it will be released through Amazon. Are You Scattering God's Flock? Part two to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? So both of these books are books that can let each one of us as Christians take a hard look at ourselves according to the Word of God. Not ourselves, not our opinions or man's opinions or feelings, but according to God's word, are we lining up to what God says that we are to be in the earth as his vessels? So I thank God for that blessing that he allowed me to complete that book. And now I'm working on another assignment that he's blessed me to work on. So I just thank God for everything that he's doing in my life. I know it's not me, but it's God working through me. And I'm grateful that he's even using me because I know I'm not worthy and I don't deserve it. But Pastor Marcus, Pastor Marcus Jennings, again, I thank God for you. And, you know, and this goes back to you. A change is coming for you, and the best is yet to come. Just as Bishop Jennings brought forth the word on last Sunday at the Shield, his message title was, "The Best is Yet to Come." So we know Amen. That the best for you, Pastor Marcus, is yet to come. So you just keep being faithful. And just like you told me, keep your hands to the gospel plow and keep being a doer of God's word, and you haven't seen nothing yet. So I just want to say again, thank you for sharing another powerful word on tonight. I know that I was blessed, and I know that my listeners was blessed as well. So I continue to do God's word, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Know that God is not finished with you yet. So we just thank you for sharing that word on tonight.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Well, listeners, as we get ready to wrap up another program on tonight, I want you all to know, as I forestated, I want the listeners to be aware that the Lord has placed in my spirit, and I did it already this month, and I'm going to be doing it as often as the Lord says so. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. I want my listeners to get more involved because I don't want you to miss out on your blessing because you did not call in and share your testimony. Again, God gets his glory through our testimonies, and we can be a blessing to someone else that may have maybe weakened their faith and don't trust God. And they know that if you testify and you open your mouth and tell them what God did for you and let them know that he brought you out, he delivered you, he healed you, he opened that business for you, he got you that new house or new car or paid your college debt, whatever the case may be, or brought your children back home, if God did it for you, he can do it for them as well. So that's how God gets his glory, and we can be a blessing to others, and then we'll be blessed by sharing our testimonies. So, listeners, when I say the lines are open, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364 to call in and share your testimonies. Well, until next time, I thank you all, listeners, for tuning in faithfully. Continue to spread the word regarding this platform, this internet radio show, that God will be glorified through it. And I just thank God for you, my listeners. Continue to know that I love you and God loves you even more. Well, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for the vessel that brought forth your word. Continue to strengthen him in his body. We know that he's healed in the name of Jesus because your word lets us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And so we decree and declaring right now total healing for Pastor Marcus Jennings right now. And not only him, but anyone that may be sick or afflicted in their minds, spirits, or bodies, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, that someone that may not have known Jesus Christ before hearing the word on tonight can now open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. We just thank you for this opportunity, for this worldwide platform, and just we pray that you will continue to lead and guide us, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, know that God loves you again. Know that I love you too. Until next time, we need to continue to do this, and that's pray for me.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. When you buy many of y'all know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise.